Good morning. Didn't we do this yesterday? Yeah. Hope you're all getting more sleep than me, but this week's a grind, but we're looking forward to it. You know, it's Arizona's a terrific football team. I think Carson Palmer, you know, I was with him in Cincinnati for I don't know however many years, and I've never seen him. He's always been a good player, but I've never seen him play this good. I think he's, you know, they talk about MVP caliber guys. He really should be in the talk because he's throwing the heck out of the ball, and they do a great job offensively, defensively. They're very good, talented, fast, good on special teams, and probably that's why they're 10-2. So we're going to have to go play good to beat them. Questions?
Mike, you mentioned the grind. You've got it more because you're traveling. Thursday night games probably aren't going anywhere because they're a big money maker, but is there anything you wish the league might hear or consider in terms of the effect that it does have on coaches, players?
No, I'm just a soldier. If it was up to me, I'd do them Fridays, but it is what it is. But everybody has to do it, so it's not like it's, you know, and honestly, I was in Dallas for 13 years, so I had 13 Thursday games. So I think I've had a Thursday game probably almost every year I've coached.
How dramatically does it alter your preparation just to have to play 3 days earlier?
Yeah, well, it's a grind.
Specifically, what are the things you have to do quicker, or how do you condense your schedule?
Well, it depends. Each team does things differently. You know, you're trying to get the recovery of the players back. You're trying to get the game plan done. You know, sometimes guys will game plan the week before, which can confuse things during that week. Obviously the travel is, you go out there and on Wednesday, which is unusual, but really the schedule changes quite a bit for the players.
Have you left the building?
Yeah, I did go home last night for a little bit.
Would it help?
And I went to McDonald's on the way home because I was hungry and ordered 2 cheeseburgers and I only got 1. It's kind of weak it's been.
Cardiologists might like it, though.
What's that?
I said your cardiologists appreciate it.
Yeah, that's probably true. I haven't been eating very good either, though.
Would it help if it's a division game, if they played them on Thursdays? I mean, you'd be more prepared, it seems.
Oh, you might know the opponent a little bit better, but didn't help us last year.
You didn't play the Don't You Know Who I Am card at McDonald's?
They probably did. That's why I got 1.
Hey, Mike, you talked yesterday about, even after the loss, that you still have one of the top 5 records in the league. How do you kind of manage the pendulum the way it kind of swings in the NFL from week to week, whether you win or lose, and with your players to try and not get too high, not get too low, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, and that's what I've always said about New England. You know, they don't care if they win by 30 or lose by 30. You know, they're on to the next week, and that's, you know, kind of what we had to do. We didn't dwell much on the last game. We had to move on, and, you know, that's, and especially in a short week, you have to move on to what you got to get accomplished. So, you know, you got to get the focus back on them. And really, for us, the quickest way is you start talking about the game plan. You start talking about the opponent, showing them tape, and it usually gets their attention pretty quick. And then guys understand that. You know, I think our guys are smart enough to understand that in a short week, you know, they got to spend extra time studying.
Mike, did you get to spend any time with David Johnson before the draft? What have your impressions of him been the time you've seen him?
We did meet with him, and he seems like a nice kid. As far as his runner, I think he's pretty good. He catches the ball good out of the backfield. Had a good game last week. Excuse me.
Larry Fitzgerald, you know, famously moves inside, you know, different role, but keeps trucking along.
He's out.
I mean, how do you defend? Is there any difference in defending him where he's lining up?
Well, he's got 90 catches, you know. He's outstanding. He really is. And for a guy who, I mean, the class of person that he is, I mean, he does a lot of dirty work. He blocks an awful lot. He blocks big guys, safeties, defensive, you know, whoever. He'll block them. Doesn't complain when he gets a pass interference, you know, somebody holds him or something like that. He doesn't complain. Obviously he's got great hands, runs great routes, and he doesn't try to be the center of the of the game. He tries to be a professional receiver, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's a his dad, but he was raised right. You know, he's phenomenal.
Mike, what do you remember of kind of going up against Bruce Arians when you guys were opposing coordinators in the AFC North?
We always had great games. You know, he had Roethlisberger and Mike Wallace and, you know, a lot of guys. So he's always been hard to defend. They have a great scheme. He's unpredictable with his calls. And like I said before, the big thing right now is Carson's playing unbelievable MVP level. It really, and I'm not just saying that because we're playing him this week. It's not media talk. It's true. He's firing the ball like you wouldn't believe. I wish I'd have done that when I was ahead with him in Cincinnati. I think that was the year he hurt his elbow, my first year there.
Mike, where's your team at offensively? Are you happy with the results you're seeing right now? Is this what you expected out of this group? Or?
Well, we got to continue to get better, and we've got 4 weeks to go. But we're not we're not where we want to be. We want to be better in all phases, really.
Is there anything in particular you want to see for this week versus what you've seen previously with Teddy and the running game?
I think, you know, when we win games, we're efficient with the football. We run the ball good. We make plays in the passing game. It may not be huge numbers, but we make plays, and usually we protect the quarterback. And so, you know, that's kind of our recipe. But, you know, each week is a different week.
Teddy has that cool as a cucumber reputation, but, you know, there's been some, you know, criticism of him of recent just because of his lack of production and whatnot, especially downfield. How do you see him absorbing or deflecting any of that?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to him about those kind of things. I mean, him and I talk, you know, a good amount about a lot of it, but I would say he's human. You know what I mean?
That indicates that there's a little bit seeping in.
Well, I'm sure he hears things, and, you know, just like I hear things, no one likes to be saying how bad you are or anything like that. But I don't know that it affects him. But I know that, you know, I think we're all human.
Mike, what did you see? How did you see Sharif kind of come out and having to play and move over to that spot and how he handled himself?
Yeah, he actually did pretty good. He, he was very active. He kind of said, he told me on the first play, he said, "Whoa, these guys don't mess around in here. I got to put my big boy pads on." But he played good after that first play. Played hard, was disruptive, did a nice job.
You guys have done well this year in not letting one loss affect your next game. What's the, kind of the key to resiliency like that or whatever you want to call it?
I think it's really I do think this team has a lot of character and has a lot of smart guys that will that don't like to be embarrassed. I think they like to be I think they like challenges. I think they like to compete, and I think when they have a bad outing or we get beat, I think a lot of them take it more personally than anything else. And so and I'm not saying the focus wasn't there before we lose games. I'm just saying that they kind of get back to who we are. Good. All right, thank you.